Either. Hopefully you can hear me. These headphones are like straight out of the box.
I can hear you.
Oh, great. Perfect. It's very weird because they have like noise canceling, and so I can't hear myself. How's it going out there? I think this is going to be a real quick meeting, which is great because I'm in the middle of migrating a library. Gotta go answer people's questions.
What a delightful pastime.
I know, it's just like my little hobby, just migrating
Yeah.
libraries on the side. Like, I thought about knitting, but I thought, migrating libraries is so much more fun.
Yeah. I'm imagining the libraries like walking in droves as they move from country to country. The migrating libraries.
Like a little shepherd stick
Yes.
that I know the name for sure.
Right. No trail of bits here. It's a consensual migration.
It's a consensual migration.
Yes. No trail of tears.
Oh,
Did
I see,
you?
I see. It is a consensual migration.
But that does not mean there are not tears. I've never been part of a migration that had no tears.
I can definitely say that I provide tear-free migration for nearly all involved.
Well done.
It's the minimum is like people aren't actively crying on their migration day. Like occasionally we have some road bumps, but definitely no crying. Okay. Welcome everyone who has joined. Where are my notes? There we go. Cool. All right. So again, I think this is going to be a super quick meeting. We just wanted to check in today because we're not meeting for the next 2 weeks. So no meeting on June 11th or 16th. Our next meeting is going to be June 25th, and that's going to be the meeting that Maura is leading on my behalf, as I will be out of town. And what you're planning to do that day is some topic gathering. Obviously, of course, we can still reach each other on Slack. If there are any issues or any agendas come up while we're away, but I have a feeling we'll just be on break. Okay, so the only other sort of announcement thing is that I think we probably need to do sort of like a switcheroo with the calendar event. So Martina, I'll reach out to you on Slack about that so that I can actually cancel these without having to ask you to do it every single time. So I'm not sure if that will notify people or not, but if you get some weird notifications, that's probably why. Any other sort of announcements or business that we wanted to take care of? Seems like that's plenty of silence. Okay. All right. So for anyone who wasn't with us last week, we went through all of the meetings that we've had from the start of this year. There are notes here if you're curious, sort of what we talked about and what we resolved. But the big thing was that we gathered up all the action items for this whole year, and most of them are sort of like administrative things that I need to do. But the top one that I highlighted was we had wanted to set up these Jira dashboards to track progress on each of the issues that is sort of on our list here. We thought that if we had a Jira dashboard per issue, that it would be easier to see all of the sub-issues involved under it, as well as sort of like figure out what progress has been made across the board. I have spent the morning attempting to make dashboards, and my feeling is that that is not the case, that it is actually very hard to see sort of what's going on based on a dashboard. So that's kind of where I am. I don't know if anyone else has tried this or has any comments on that, but
I did not try it, to be honest, for individual issues, but if you say it's not really helpful, then I would definitely believe you.
I can show you what I do for my products, if that's any help.
That would
Just,
absolutely be helpful.
I mean, I don't think there's anything very special about it, but I'll tell you what I do. Let me just, so if I share, then. So, for example, this is my ERM for Sunflower dashboard. And what I do for this, and they are like, it's there are like different options, but this is kind of detail. This is more detailed, maybe. I don't know. But what I have on the left is a list of the features that we're delivering in the release, and on the right, I have one widget per feature, which lists the stories that make up that feature. And so each of one of these widgets is a query, basically a filter. And I also have one for all the bugs we dealt with and all the tasks we dealt with. And you can control what columns display in these lists, like if you wanted to have some other ones, then you can configure this to have different number of results and different columns, that kind of thing. So I don't know if you were looking for something more graphical than that, but that, so you could do kind of graphics based on these queries, I guess, instead of like numbers, closed numbers in progress, numbers, whatever. But that's the approach that I've taken. So it is like, so what I've had to do to achieve this is each one of these is what's called a they're called gadgets. Each one is a filter results gadget, but you could do filter counts as well if you wanted to track just overall numbers. And when you add a filter results, you get to choose the filter that you're working from. So what I do is, first of all, set up a filter for each of the lists that I want on this. So I have a filter for the features in Sunflower, I have a list for the bugs in Sunflower. I have a filter for this feature. I have a filter for this feature. I have a filter for this feature, all stories which have this feature as a parent. And then, yeah, that's, and then that's the basic layout. And I do, and I'm trying to make sure I have one of these for each one of my products. So here's my Trillium one. It's not, I don't have the filters for these yet. I need to set those up. And those will then display here, but it's the same idea. So that's just what I do. Yeah, depends on what you're looking for from that, I guess.
I mean that seems super useful to me. Martine, I'll let you go and then.
I just wanted to correct myself. I misunderstood. I thought for one feature, I mean that does not really look helpful to me, but I love Owen's ERM dashboards. Those are very helpful, and we use those for our implementing institutions as well. And I like the diagrams as well to show like how much progress we have made, because that often motivates me. So yeah, these overall dashboards I really like and think they are helpful.
Okay, so we can definitely bring in sort of like the sub tickets for everything on this. I'm not sharing my screen, so you can't see what I'm doing. Sorry. There we go. So on this main sort of like cross-app tickets dashboard that we have, that in general works very well, we can add those like sort of sub filters down here. I think that I was maybe expecting too much from a dashboard. Because like when I'm looking at this, what I'm looking for is like why is this still a draft? What needs to be done? Like, and I don't think that a dashboard can tell us that, right? So maybe I just, my expectations were too high. Like what I'm looking for is what's in this comment right here. Because a dashboard can't tell you about an absence of tickets, I think is where I'm going with this.
So it can, in the sense that it can tell you there are zero, like if you were to set up a account, a filter account. So the hard work and the pain of this, from my perspective, is that I don't, and I may well be just missing something because it's not really something that I feel an expert in, but I've not found a way of saying, show me all the child issues for issues that are features that are tagged in this way. Like, but so what I have to do for mine is like, I first find all the features, and then for each one of those features, I set up and save a filter. Once you've done that, then you could have a count for each one that told you how many ch children it had, and it would tell you if there were zero. So in the sense of saying there are no, nobody's done anything about this feature in terms of story breakdown, it would tell you that. I mean, obviously it can't tell you what the breakdown ought to be unless you convert that to structured data somehow, but it could tell you that, like, it wouldn't, like, there's no way that from one comment it could know to pick out the comment that happened to be the most useful, right?
Right.
Yeah, it could do, if you were, if so, if between us we're willing to put in the legwork of setting up those filters for each of the features, then it can tell us how many of them have stories and what's, and if we want, what status those stories are in. The downside is that if you then one day tag a new feature with the cross app tag, then there's no, like, you then just have to do this, you know, you have to remember, oh, and now I need to add something to the dashboard, and that's a pain, right? That works relatively well for my scenario, because what once we've decided what's going into a release, generally, you know, we're not changing it, so the features then are static. But in our case, I guess that the features might not be static, and that's a little bit more difficult. So what I haven't found a way of doing is doing a kind of two-step query, because what you want, like, finding all of the features tagged with cross app and then the number of stories related to those, that I don't know a way of doing that query in one go, which may be that I'm just missing something in the query language, because, as I say, I don't feel like I find, like, I use, when I use the query language, I find out what I need to do at the time, and then, yeah, so like that
100.
linked issues, so issue in linked issues UX prod 4545, that's the kind of query that I use. And what would be nice is if in that linked issues bracket you could put another query that said find all the issues that were tagged with cross app, but I don't know a way of doing that.
Oh yeah, like issue in tag, whatever. Yeah, okay, got it. Yeah, but I actually think that this is better because, like, if we were looking at a list of everything that was a sub issue of any of these issues, it would be even harder to tell, like, oh, well, this UX prod 4546 like has no sub issues because it would just be in that bigger list. So, like, I think the purpose of the dashboard is to like trigger us to be like, maybe something needs to happen here. And so having them broken out like that more this way, but moving this onto this dashboard will maybe help with that. Okay. That, I mean, I think I understand how to execute this. It's hard for me to think of how to use it. But it doesn't hurt anything. Any more thoughts on dashboards? Is this everything everyone had dreamed of for a cross-app dashboard? We'll go with yes. We'll go with yes today. So that's really all I have today. Is there anything else that anyone would like to talk about while we are all here together, especially because we will not be seeing each other for a while?
I have a slightly random thought.
Okay.
So the with Eureka, the meaning of the word app in Folio
No.
is being kind of formalized and changed a little. I would say from its common usage. And I guess the usage that led to this group being called CrossApp. Do we need to consider that the naming of this group in the future? I mean, I don't think it's urgent. I don't know how much it even matters, but I guess if people start referring to apps as the thing that Eureka calls apps, then there's scope for some confusion coming once Trillium is, once that is a more common model adopted across the community.
Kristen?
I think it might not be a bad idea. And there's also been a little bit of confusion about our name. Are we the cross app sig? Are we the app interaction sig? I mean, we obviously don't want to be the AI sig right now because that's like problematic for different reasons entirely, just because that's not what people think of. So I don't know what we want to call ourselves exactly, but I could see trying to clarify that role and being consistent with it. Yeah, I didn't get into the annoyed apps.
Yes. I mean, like, in general, I'm curious how getting people to stop saying app is going to play out. It seems like that adoption might not be super quick, but I mean, does anyone have any ideas for like the name of this group? App interactions out, cross app seems like it's on its way out. You just go with a number and then we'll never have to change it again.
Well, I was thinking, what if it's just there you go, Laura. I was thinking of something like an interaction sig, and it's basically between different parts of the of what, we can call it the interaction sig, because integration SIG sounds like working with different products, but this is sort of like, we're talking about something between, among apps. So it's sort of like the what we're doing is sort of like the difference between the internet and the intranet. This is something, between parts of the same. Oh, there you go. Consistency and interaction SIG.
Yes. Oh my God. I really like that.
Right. We've got our eye on you.
I mean, we kind of do. Kristen, go
Yeah, I'll back up.
ahead. Kristen, sorry.
Oh my God. I'm like groaning here.
But are
So,
you vetoing it or is that a happy growth?
I don't even know. I will, all right, not to derail us too much, but we did create this operations management group in my department, and now we're the oh my God group. But anyway, I do remember when we were struggling with this the term app, and I didn't really like our conclusion at the time. We were like, well, maybe app is like just kind of informal, and we have to use the word application when we mean like the formal eureka meaning of it. I don't know. I've kind of myself, when we've started talking about things, I've gone for the really generic, like functional, like functionality. So I don't use the word module, I don't use the word app, but it is a little like, it's a little loosey-goosey too, and maybe that's okay. I don't know.
I mean, I think we do need to have a word that means the rounded square that you click on to get to checking things out, like from a user's perspective. And I just don't know. I have a hard time seeing people calling that module in practice, but maybe.
Well, what if we, if we have some kind of like, consistency across functions or something. I mean, it's not like a noun. Like, users or resource access. It's not that kind of noun, but if we're talking about like we're talking about consistency, I actually just looked up synonyms for interaction. And the best one that I could see here is cooperation. Because another one is synergy, and I dislike that word. But
That is as close to using a number to being meaningless as like we can get synergy.
yes, exactly. Well, I put in if I want to go if I want to go drinking with someone, I will put synergy as a meeting on their calendar. And so for me, it's a totally different, it has a different meaning, but a meaningless meaning. But yeah, we should probably, there you go. We should probably make a folio drink called Synergy.
Someone was pitching a folio cake not that long ago. It was like a bee cake or something. Where's the folio food channel? Okay. All right. So
But maybe we should.
I have to admit that in our migration that was not completely tier free, somebody started talking about the folio cake as one that appears to be a full cake, but then when you cut into it, there are gaping holes.
Ouch.
Yes.
Jeez.
Yes, ouch is right.
Oh, no, but
Wow, that's harsh.
maybe we should wordsmith a little bit that on the Slack channel.
Yes, I think that's a great idea. I am, of course, still on Team CIA. I don't know if we're going to be able to do much better than that, but it does seem a lightning consistent. Oh, God. At least we're not like a collapsed souffle.
Yes, exactly.
And actually, most cakes that I see that say like Voyager on them are now tombstones. So there's also that.
Oh, wow.
It's because it's the party at their migration. They're saying goodbye. So, okay.
When we
So yes.
retired ours, we just gave it a gift. We just, gave it a little ribbon and sent it on its way.
To the farm, like to that farm upstate where I was from.
We are
Okay.
state.
You are the farm.
Yeah.
You're where all
Cornelis was
the
the
ponies go
ag school, and we're in upstate New York, so we're the
There you
farmers.
go. Yeah.
Wow, that's dark. That's really dark. Well, this whole tangent is 100% Owen's fault, so I think we're good. All right, so yes, we will post on Slack asking if anyone has any more opinions on names, and maybe Maura, in your meeting without me, you can check in and see if there are any votes.
Yes, I will do that.
And it must form a cool acronym,
Of course.
ideally.
Right.
CIA. What does the P stand for, Laura? It's the only thing
These are
better
good
than the
nuns.
CIA. Yeah, it's all right. This has been fun. We're clearly not going to do any more work. So I will say goodbye. Have a great rest of your Monday, and we'll see you in 2 weeks. Okay. Bye.
Thank you.